If you're just joining us, the game of the week on KSRO is presented by Novato Chevrolet. They will be the title sponsor for this seven-game premier package starting tonight. Next week, we're in Rancho Cotati. The Cougars will be playing El Cerrito. The Godfather Joe Pasquini will keep us updated. And at the end of the broadcast, he will give you all the scores that have come in for the finals in the North Bay tonight. The Santa Rosa Panthers, last week they lost their first game to Annaly, 26-20. That game went in overtime. Their quarterback, Trevor Anderson, is the focal point of their offense. 6'2", 200 pounds, throws the ball extremely well, stands really nice in the pocket. And the key for Santa Rosa is going to be that they can protect Trevor. He wants to throw the ball downfield. He's got two very good receivers in Roman Correa and Randy Clay. They both had big games last week. Both teams, ironically, led up 26 points last week. I mentioned 26-20. Santa Rosa lost to Annaly. And Petaluma Trojans lost 26-19 to Tamalpais. So anybody who can prevent the other team from getting 26 points might have an opportunity to win the game today. The Trojans rely on their running game behind their junior quarterback, Jack Hartman. Jack likes to hand the ball off to Joey Alioto. Joey rushed for 118 yards last week. We expect him to be the workhorse tonight. We have some... Jeff, why don't you give us the names here of the referees doing our game tonight? Looks like a pretty good group. None of them are real tall, all about my size. I like that.
Well, for the listener at home, how tall do you think you are, Nick?
5'9".
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I did tower over them. And a nice smooth 6'3".
I saw that. That's why I mentioned it, okay?
So the guys that we're going to be getting mad at all night tonight, your head referee is Mark Thomas. Your back judge is Pete Knight. Your line judge, Nate Starling. Your umpire, Lance Phillips. And the other line judge is Dominic Bosque. So thanks, fellas.
Yeah, great job. And remember, I want to everybody go down. If you're looking for a vehicle, especially a Silverado right now this weekend, they've got a huge sale.
A Chevy Cruze. Maybe you're going through a midlife crisis. You want that Camaro, that sweet Camaro.
Oh, you kidding me? Right now it's the double cab. The Silverado double cab. They're almost giving it away. There's 0% financing for 72 months. And if you do the financing with GM, you get another $2,000. The dual cab's where it's at, my man. Okay?
They're asking you to take it off the lot.
Yeah. Well, sales consultant David Corral, he's out right now in front of Petaluma High School. He's got one of their beautiful vehicles out there. And David sold me my vehicle. It's a used vehicle, but I love it. I still am driving it, and I'm going to drive it until I'm dead, and that truck will still be working, okay? But if you want an honest car dealer, and if you'd like to work with a sales team that'll treat you like family, has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, and is super low pressure. I love the super low pressure, all right? That, to me, that's important. And will help you find the right car at the right price. Then take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They work with many different lending institutions to find the best loan for you. Check them out online to see their huge inventory of cars, SUVs, trucks, and to save money with discounts, go to NovatoChevrolet.com. And I mentioned David Corral. He's my man down there. He sold me a truck at a great price. Ask for David Corral. He'll get you in the vehicle you want. All right, the players are out in the middle of the field. We're still warming up a little bit. I've got my man Michael Barabalt standing here, and I want to get Michael's thoughts here. Michael, you did a great job on the your interviews, and I wanted to tell you thank you so much. It was great to have you on there. And Michael's a Petaluma Trojan alumnus, all right, played for the Trojans for many years. I'll never forget that play you made, that big play that senior season, all right? We all still talk about it. It was a game changer. But, Michael, what do you look for in the game tonight?
Well, it's really, you know, like you guys said in the pregame show earlier, it's a battle of two different styles of offense. Historically, at Petaluma High, defensive backs haven't been very strong, and which could prove a very good Santa Rosa offense tonight. But on the other hand, Petaluma runs the triple option to a T. They master that thing. So it's a battle of who can be a better time manager, Petaluma should have more plays because they run the ball. They'll use up more time. And if they can have a couple 10, 12-play drives where they're just getting 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, and then occasionally one big play, Petaluma would have a really good shot to win this game. But on the other side, should Santa Rosa get their air game going, like Tamil Pius did last week, Santa Rosa should be able to walk out of here with a W.
Yeah. I'm watching Trevor Anderson just lob 40-yarders with ease in warm-ups right now.
He's grown a lot since last year. I was at the Santa Rosa Petaluma game last year at Santa Rosa, and he has grown a lot. And I was just talking to one of the coaches on the field saying, wow, he grew. Yeah, he's good. He's a good ball player.
So you're saying he's 6'2" now, and he might have put on 2 or 3 inches here. Is that what you mean by growing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he looks he's got a great body for a quarterback. I think that's the prototype you want. 6'2", a couple hundred pounds like that. I think that's really important. But, you know, Michael, you said something, and I want to really quickly touch on this. If Petaluma can get 3 or 4 yards every running play, they're going to keep getting first downs and keep the ball out of Trevor Anderson's hands.
Yes, so they will.
That's Michael Barabal. We're going to let him get back to the PA announcer. He's going to get the national anthem queued up here shortly. And I want to thank Michael. I'm looking forward to working with Michael and Jeff all season long. Jeff, what do you feel the keys to success are for both these teams? I mean, I think Michael did a pretty good job, but he may have forgotten something.
Michael summed it up pretty well. I agree with the ball control. You don't want to let the other offense get some momentum, allow to work your defense, tire your defense out. At the same time, you've got to hold on to the football. We've seen way too many games where turnovers are just end up being the Achilles heel. You have all this, you're producing the entire game, and you have some untimely turnovers. You bring the other team right back into it, and the game slips away right out of your hands.
Yeah. Well, last week both these teams lost. And you talked about earlier about, you said, Nick, sometimes an 0-2 can be a real tough hole to dig out of.
Yes.
But I disagreed, and I still do. I tell you, adversity. And I believe adversity's good for a team early in the season. I really do. And it's funny because next week we're going to do Rancho Cotati. And they're a super team, but they lost their first game last week to Sacramento High. And I mentioned to their coach when I was talking to him, lining up the game for next week, and I said, you know, I believe a loss early in the season is good. It refocuses the players. Sometimes you start thinking you're the unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. Well, the losses, early season losses are going to tell you what your team's made of. You're either going to have the gumption to battle back and turn the season around, or you're going to fall into that proverbial hole, as I fear that you will if you start off 0-2. It becomes a good teaching moment for coaches, though, and to be able to relax their guys, get them to battle back, refocus, come back, because every week is a new week.
Yeah. Adversity takes mental toughness, and it also it breeds confidence. You know what I mean? If you can dig out of that hole, now you're feeling good about yourself. So we'll see what the coaches have dialed up for their game plan. You know, a good coach, they're going to look at what the strengths and weaknesses are of the other teams, and they're going to play to their strengths and try to exploit the weaknesses of the other team. So I'm interested to see what Coach Christ and what Coach Russell Ponce have put up with. So everybody's getting ready to stand here, and we're going to do the playing of the national anthem. Okay, Jeff, there it is. The national anthem. Crowd's into it. I'm jacked. You ready?
I am so ready for this. I've been ready since we got here. Before we even had anything set up, I was ready for kickoff.
Well, that's how I want you, okay? I need you young guns ready to go. I know that we've got the Godfather in the studio, and he's excited to be back in there. You know, Joe's one of the best there is. I tell you, first time I ever heard Joe Pasquini, it was on the radio doing the halftime catch-up on for the and back then it was with Dave Cox, the Friday Night Lights game on Friday nights, and Joe just caught my – I just love Joe. And I've ever since then, I've been a real big fan of the Godfather. We put a lot of pressure on him sometimes, but he still loves me, I hope.
Pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah, there you go. So tonight, the Petaluma Trojans will be in the purple uniforms. They got black helmets, white socks. They're going to be kicking off to the Santa Rosa Panthers. The Panthers got really cool uniforms. I got to tell you, I love them. Black pants, orange stripe down the sides, white jerseys with the black helmet. They're looking solid out here tonight. Really good. The crowd's ready. I hope you all just sit back there and let us entertain you. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. Again, I'm Nick Madison. My wingman is Jeff Woodworth.
Back to return the kick for the Panthers. Number two, Nathan Lantau.
Yeah, they got two guys back there that both look ready. Petaluma and spreads out along the field. They're going to kick from the far hash mark.
And number one, Roman Correa.
A player that we're going to keep an eye on throughout the whole game. He's a great wide receiver. There's a kick, and it's a snub kick. It's going to bounce at the 30, 25-yard line and downed immediately.
Recovered by number three, Kona Drafton.
Ball is going to be placed right at the 23-yard line. The Panthers will come out to take the football, the first possession of the game.
Little trivial there, starting with some trickery on the squib kick on Nick.
Well, I don't think they wanted to kick it to the deep guys, you know.
To the playmakers.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad. And look where it ended up, right there at the 23-yard line. So it worked out well. Good strategy by Coach Christ. Santa Rosa breaks their huddle. They've got one receiver right, two receivers left with one halfback. Anderson's in the shotgun. Snap is handed off to the running back who comes up the field, and he's going to be gang tackled by a plethora of Petaluma tacklers. Ball was handed to number 22, Kent Gamble.
Santa Rosa tried to take the ball out to the left side and met by the wall of Petaluma defenders.
Excellent job of swarming to the football by the Trojans. We talked about Kent Gamble. He goes both ways. He's an excellent student. First running play did not work for the Panthers. Remember, last week they were not able to run the football. The snap goes to Trevor Anderson in the shotgun. He hands it up the middle. This time there is a little bit of a hole up there.
And met right up the middle by number three, Jack Hartman.
Hartman playing both ways for the Trojans, plays quarterback, and again, Gamble took that ball, went straight up the middle. He had a little hole. It's going to make it a short third down and two. The ball's placed right at the 30-yard line. Anderson stays in the shotgun, two receivers right, hands it again to Gamble, straight up the middle, and there's a big hole, and he's got a first down. A gaping hole that time, Jeff.
Right now what you're seeing is the Santa Rosa Panthers able to spread the defensive line of the Petaluma Trojans, opening up wide open alleys for the running back to take it.
Yeah, three simple handoffs, but they gained 12 yards. That's going to be first down for the Panthers. The ball's going to be placed right at their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Anderson in the shotgun. Hands it again to Gamble. There's fourth carry, but this time the Panthers smelled it out and they stuff it.
He's going to be stopped in the backfield by number 20, Joey Alioto, and number 14, Ryan Sullivan. He's racking up half a tackle there.
The line judge is gracious and gives him back to the line of scrimmage, so there's going to be no gain on it. Second down and 10. Ball remains at the 39-yard line. A lot of these players go both ways. There's no doubt we're seeing players that are going to stay on the field and play both offense and defense.
Pure athletes.
Spread offense for the Panthers. This time Anderson's going to throw it, and his first pass is thrown out to the flat, and it's incomplete. He threw it a little bit too high and too wide for Randy Clay. Clay reached for it but was not able to bring it in, and it'll set up a third down and 10. Santa Rosa had a spread offense, two receivers right, two receivers left. Anderson chose to throw out to the left flat to Clay, and it was a little bit high and wide. So here's a big play, third down and 10. Trojans want to get off the field. Panthers want to pick it up. Anderson takes the snap, rolls to the right. Now he's going to throw back over the middle of the field and wide open and caught. Down to the...
Oh,
he's going to
go
in. A missed touch.
Five. Touchdown.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely a beautiful run after the catch by Mason Frost. Anderson rolled out to his right, threw the ball upfield into the middle about 30 yards. Mason Frost made the catch. None of the Petaluma Panthers, Petaluma Trojans were able to make the tackle, and Mason Frost takes it all the way in for a touchdown. 61-yard touchdown pass, Trevor Anderson to Mason Frost.
We had Michael on earlier talking about how shaky the Petaluma secondary was.
What? Michael Baribault knew what he was talking about? Yeah. Are you kidding me? And the play for the PAT is no good. They were trying to run it in. They lined up for they were going to kick it, but they didn't. The ball was snapped directly to the holder who tried to run it in for the two-point conversion, and he is stopped. 6-0. The Santa Rosa Panthers have jumped ahead of the Petaluma Trojans. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Le Coco's voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe Le Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. Le Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Welcome back to Petaluma High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. The Santa Rosa Panthers just struck for a 61-yard touchdown pass from Trevor Anderson to Mason Frost. And they missed the two-point conversion. 6-0. They're lining up right now for the kickoff. Hey, Jeff, you like Italian food?
Oh, okay.
La Coco's Cucina Rustica in Santa Rosa is the very best Italian restaurant. All right, lining up to kick for is the Santa Rosa Panthers. The kick is taken at the 25-yard line, brought up the field. A nice run back for the Petaluma Trojans. Joey Alioto, the running back, grabbed it right at the 30-yard line, bring it up 20 yard lines, and let's give him 15 yards on the return. And the ball's going to be placed. Let's see where they're going to place it here. Stepped out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So the Trojans are going to take over on their own 43-yard line. First and 10, trailing 6-0. Early here in the first quarter, 9 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Jack Hartman under center. Two backs behind him. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to the fullback. Comes around in. Now he pitches it out, and it's a nice pitch out. A substantial gain. Jack pitched it out to Dante Ratto. And Ratto gets close to the first down. Let's make it second and one, Jeff.
I agree with that. I'm trying to watch Santa Rosa's defense right now. It looks like they're going to be bringing about 4 to 5 guys of pressure, and we're going to see how that's going to try and mitigate the run.
Yeah, they've got four down linemen. And I'll tell you, with the visual that I'm looking at, Santa Rosa looks like they're a little bit bigger. A little bigger. So let's see how they can handle that. Maybe Petaluma can use their speed. So here's Jack Hartman, second and one for the Trojans. Fakes the handoff to the first back. Now he hands it off, and there's a gaping hole. And up the field, out to the right side, number two for them, Randall Brazil, came up field and was untouched for the first 10 yards as he broke into the secondary. Finally tackled The ball's going to be placed deep into Santa Rosa territory right at their 31-yard line.
Nick, I'm going to give the Turf Monster the credit on that tackle. It looked like he was ready to cut upfield.
Yeah, he did. The Turf Monster, good one. He tried to make a cut, and he went down. And when you go down in high school, right where you go down, you're down. You don't have to be touched or anything. So first and 10, the Trojans, they're moving the football on the ground. Ball's placed right at the 32-yard line. Again, Hartman under center. This time he hands it up the middle, and there's a big hole. Again, nice job by the Petaluma offensive line is making some gaping holes. Ball was handed to Dante Ratto. He went straight up the middle. He broke to the outside before he was finally brought down in the secondary by Randy Clay, but not after gaining 20 yards. The ball's going to be placed first and 10, first and goal, I should say, right at the 10-yard line. The Trojans are marching down the field.
Nick, in our pregame show, we omitted the lines here, the offensive line and the defensive line. The Hog Mollies are letting us know, hey, none of this is possible without us.
Great point. And right now, the offensive line for Petaluma is doing the good job. Hartman under center, takes the snap, fakes the first handoff, hands it to the second back, and he's in for a touchdown. Joey Alioto into the end zone, untouched. Petaluma 6, Santa Rosa 6. They're lining up for the extra point.
A nice little triple option play there. Freezes up the backers and the D-line of Santa Rosa. Just a giant hole there for Alioto to run in.
Lining up to kick the extra point is left-footer Luis Lozano, the senior. The ball snapped. The hold's good. The kick is up, and it's no good.
Ooh.
He pulled it to the right, so the score's going to remain deadlocked at 6. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100. 100.
Welcome back to Petaluma. The Trojans just marched down the field. I'm going to give that drive, I'm going to say it was a 58-yard drive. Ran the ball exclusively on the drive. Scored a touchdown, but both teams have missed their extra points here. Wonder if that might not be a problem at the end of the game here, because both these teams look like they're scoring at will. But 6-6, looks like, is that a 6 or an 8 on that
8:47 board? Left in the first.
All right, good. See, young man's eyes, that's what we need right here. 8:47.
We need the binoculars.
Oh, there they are. Okay. Petaluma getting ready to kick off. Same setup for the Panthers. They've got three linemen right at the 50, two at the 50, at the 45, and two more at the 40. And they've got four players deep. There's another snub kick, and it bounces right at the 25-yard line. And this time the Santa Rosa Panthers are going to try to bring it upfield. A minimal gain of 4 yards. They're going to take over first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. 6-6 here early in the first quarter at Petaluma High School.
Kona Drafted able to field that kick and get the Panthers about 4 or 5 yards on the kickoff return. You don't really need to worry about setting up for a nice field position when you've got Petaluma pooch kicking the ball to you.
Yeah, and you know the main thing there that you want from the Panthers is not to fumble that ball. He wasn't a deep player. He's a middle. So here come the Panthers on their first drive. Trevor Anderson threw a 61-yard touchdown pass, and he's in the shotgun. This time again he hands it off to Kent Gamble, and the Petaluma Trojans just stuffed it. I'm going to tell you he lost a yard. Let's see if the lineman is gracious. No, he is going to put it right at 1 yard loss. So right now, Santa Rosa is not trying to fool anybody on their running plays. It's very vanilla, straight-ahead running plays, but they're not fooling the Petaluma Trojan defensive line, that's for sure.
It's imposing your will on your opponent. They're just going to run the ball down their throat.
Well, it looks to me like their avenue for success is going to be through the air as they threw that 61-yard touchdown pass. And Anderson only threw two passes on the first drive, the second one for 61 yards. Second down and 11, two receivers left, two receivers right. Anderson drops back, and he lobs one over the middle, and it's caught! And he's going all the way. Number one, Roman Correa caught a little pass. Anderson threw a beautiful touch pass. Correa caught the ball right at midfield and had too much speed. He went 50 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
A beautifully scripted play from start to finish. Sliced up the secondary of Petaluma again. And just like that, the Panthers are back on the board.
I got to tell you, Michael Barabalt's
scouting report of the
secondary. Scouting report about the defensive backs for Petaluma is looking pretty good. Michael's standing over there, and he's got a glow to him. Okay, it's good to be right, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah.
Santa Rosa lining up here now. It looks like they're going to go for the two-point conversion, try to get that other point they missed back. Anderson in the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left. Anderson rolls out to the right, looking in the middle of the field. Now there's pressure on him, and he throws it away. Good job by the Petaluma defense. As Anderson rolled out to the right, the defense forced him to stop. He threw one up and hoped that the prayer would be answered, but it wasn't. Incomplete. Score's going to stay 12-6. Santa Rosa Panthers leading the Petaluma Trojans. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
I can't hear anything.
Santa Rosa struggling to get their kickoff formation out there.
Trevor Anderson. He's thrown a 62-yard touchdown pass, and now he just threw another 60. What's that? I'm going to give him 65 yards on that touchdown pass. So definitely both teams' defenses have not stepped up so far.
Echo.
And we'll have to see what happens here now. The Panthers will be back on defense. Here they're kicking off right from the 40-yard line. This is a low line drive kick. Taken right at the 25-yard line, brought up field. Still on his feet is Joey Alioto. Taken, knocked out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. Almost identical where the Trojans started their last drive. Exact same almost return by Joey Alioto. And there they are, right at the 40. I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm very impressed with the offenses so far by both these teams. And
absolutely. We'll, both of them putting on a clinic.
Yeah, we'll see who can start playing some defense. Three possessions, three touchdowns. 7 minutes, 39 seconds remaining in quarter number one. Hartman under center. Fakes the handoff. No, he keeps it, and he's going to go around in. Pitches it out well past the line of scrimmage and tackled. A great job by the junior quarterback, Jack Hartman, as he faked the handoff to the fullback and he came around the end. He was upfield about 5 yards before he decided to pitch it out. And he pitched it out, and it's a first down, and he pitched it out to Dante Ratto.
One thing I'm noticing about this Petaluma offense is the triple option is really allowing, it's matching up very well against Santa Rosa's 4-3 defense right now. Four down linemen, three linebackers.
We're going to get a timeout in the field here.
Santa Rosa, it's going to take a timeout.
Was it Santa Rosa on the timeout? Okay. Yeah, you know what? If I'm Russell Ponce, I do want to take a timeout right now. Their team is struggling on defense. I think you made a good point right now of the matchup. Obviously, Coach Christ has done a great job of studying the Santa Rosa defense, and he found their weaknesses, and he's exploiting it. We talked about that early about what coaches do when off games and before they prepare their team. They're going to need to look at the weaknesses of the other teams and see if they can exploit it. And right now, I got to give a lot of props to Rick Chris, the coach, the head coach for Petaluma. He's found something on his offense that he can exploit. His linemen look smaller, but they're much quicker, and they're able to get to hook these bigger linemen.
There's a little bit more explosiveness coming off of the line there for Petaluma.
All right, we're back to live action. Santa Rosa, their whole team went over to the sideline to talk to head coach Russell Ponce. They've run back onto the field. Jack Hartman under center's got two receivers left. Takes the snap, fakes the first handoff. Second handoff goes to their running back, Dante Ratto, and he's tackled for no gain. So whatever Russell said worked on that page. Second down and 8. Petaluma Trojans, the ball's placed on the Santa Rosa 42-yard line, trailing 12-6. First quarter. We're at Petaluma High School, the game of the week on KSRO. Two receivers left. Jack Hartman under center, where he's been all night. Takes the snap, hands it to the fullback, goes straight up the middle. He's got a big hole. He busts to the outside, and he's heading for the end zone. And he's knocked out of bounds right at the 2-yard line. Handed the ball to Joey Alioto. Joey went up the center of the field, broke to his left. Got knocked out of bounds right at the 2-yard line. Roman Correa, the safety, was the last man that was in the defense for the Panthers, and he was able to knock him out of bounds. Looks like they're going to place it at the 3-yard line. First and goal, Trojans at the 3-yard line, trailing 12-6.
And again, we see more of Petaluma just able to slice and dice the Santa Rosa defense.
That's all about those. The big uglies in the line right now. The big uglies are, and I'm saying that with a lot of love for those guys.
The most reverence.
Hartman under center, hands it again, straight up the middle. No, he fumbles! Looked like Hartman was trying to hand the ball to Joey Alioto as he went up the middle, and it hit off of his hip, possibly. Hartman was lucky. He was able to jump onto the football, but he did lose 2 yards. It'll bring up a second and goal at the 5-yard line. Boy, that's one of the risks of the triple option.
Again, ball security. Can't be turning the ball over here in the red zone, especially at the 5-yard line.
And in a game like right now where both teams' offense look like they're scoring, you've got to get to take advantage of this opportunity. Second down and goal from the 5 for the Trojans. One receiver left, 2 backs, and there's going to be that false start.
Turnovers and penalties, not a recipe for success there, Nick.
Yeah, and that remember Coach Christ had mentioned last week against the Tamalpais Hawks, they had that same problem, the critical false starts and offsides penalties. And there's one right now. Let's see if they can overcome it, though. Remember that adversity we talked about, and here is some right now. Ball's placed at the 10-yard line, moved it back 5 yards. It's going to be second and goal right at the 10. Hartman under center. Takes the snap. Again, he fumbles the football, but he picks it up, and he's going to try to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's smothered right there. Big number 64.
P.J. Tolofoa.
Tolofoa just manhandled him and put him down right at the line of scrimmage. Hartman did a good job, I'll tell you, Jeff, of recovering the fumble and then gaining a couple yards back on it.
The presence of mind to try and battle back, get as much as he could from a broken play.
This ought to be interesting. Third down and goal from the 10. We haven't seen Hartman throw one pass yet.
There are the third downs that the defense has to earn. That's third and short. This would be a third down that the offense has to earn, third and long.
And here it is. Let's see if possibly Hartman's going to go use the first pass play of the game for the Trojans. This ought to be interesting. We got a little timeout while there's a officials are placing the ball.
Situational football. You got about 4:57 left in the first quarter. I'd like to see Hartman take a shot here at the end zone.
On a pass?
Oh, you have to. Third and goal.
Hartman under centers, 2 receivers right, fakes the handoff, and there he's throwing the ball, and it's wide open, touchdown. Nice call, Jeff Woodworth. Hartman threw the pass to number 14, Ryan Sullivan, and Sullivan was wide open as he caught it in the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans.
Splits the DB and the safety, makes it look easy, just playing catch.
And I liked your offensive coordinator call right there. Good call. And they're lining up for the extra point. They're going to try another kicker this time. Number 10's not on the roster. The kick is up, and this looks good. It is. We're going to have to get his name later from somebody on the Petaluma side, but the snap was good, the place was good, and the kick went right through by number 10 for the Petaluma Trojans, and they're going to take the lead 13-12 over the Santa Rosa Panthers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
Mm-hmm. You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But?
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Petaluma High School. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth. The Petaluma Trojans, beautiful 10-yard touchdown pass from Jack Hartman to Ryan Sullivan. The Trojans have taken the lead 13-12. This has been a seesaw battle. We've still got 46 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Just impressed with the offenses. Right now the defenses have not shown up. Number 10 kicking off for the Trojans, and he does again a little squib kick. This time the ball's going to bounce and go out of bounds. The ball bounced at the 25-yard line and caromed out of bounds. That's going to be
illegal kicking formation. You are playing with fire if you're going to squib kick towards the sideline. And I was wondering that on those first two kickoffs, if that was going to be the case. And sure enough, third time's a charm. Santa Rosa is going to have great position. I believe they're going to take the ball up to the 25.
Yeah, I think it goes up. Yeah, I think it comes up to the 35-yard line.
Back up there, fellas. Yeah.
A little bit of confusion on the field. We've got the head referee there, Mark Thomas. Back judge Pete Knight, Nate Starring, Lance Phillips, and Dominic Bosky. Ball's going to be placed at the 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers. They trail 13-12 here in the first quarter. We're at Petaluma High School. The snap is to Trevor Anderson, and he hands up the middle straight. That's that man that's been carrying the load for them so far. That's Kent Campbell.
Met in the backfield by Jack Santos. Those two are going to be colliding heads a lot tonight.
Santos, the excellent. He led the team in tackles last week. Let's see if Petaluma's defense can rise up and slow down this high-powered offense of the Santa Rosa Panthers, led by their quarterback, Trevor Anderson. Anderson's already thrown a 61-yard touchdown pass and a 65-yard touchdown pass on his first two possessions. Panthers come up, they're spread out all over the field. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shot pass, a long pass downfield, and again he's wide open. A long touchdown pass again, a beautiful high arching pass to a high pass to Randy Clay, who had broken free, and Anderson dropped that on a dime, Jeff.
Put it in there right on the money. Hit his receiver in stride. Another 6 points for the Panthers.
And they're making it look a little too easy.
A
little too easy. The Trojans are going to have to make some kind of adjustment in their secondary. I don't know what they can do.
We saw the Trojans' success on the two-point conversion. They stopped that. They were able to get pressure on Anderson. That's one thing I haven't seen at all. He's been able to sit back there and just put these 60-yard beauts right on a silver platter for his wide receivers.
Yeah, it's a great call. They're going to have to blitz, and they're going to have to throw caution to the wind. Here's the Panthers lining up for the two-point conversion. They lead 18-13. Anderson in the shotgun. He rolls to the right. He throws quickly out to the flat, and it looks like it's going to be good for the two-point conversion. Anderson rolled out to his right, threw the ball quickly to Andre Duval, the 6'2" tight end, caught it for the two-point conversion. That will extend the lead for the Panthers to 20-13. We've got 3 minutes and 54 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Don't go away. We got a real barn burner. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Novato Chevrolet, if you want an honest car dealer, you bet. If you'd like to work with a sales team that'll treat you like family, has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, and is super low pressure, and will help you find the right car at the right price, then take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They work with many different lending institutions to find the best loan for you. Check them out online to see their huge inventory of cars, SUVs, and trucks, and to save money with discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com. Nick Mattis along with Jeff Wentworth. Jeff, we're out here at Petaluma, and right now there's no defense here. There's the kickoff. Ball's taken at the 35-yard line by Petaluma. Comes straight up the middle. He's tackled at their own 45-yard line. Excellent field position for the Trojans, who are coming onto the field for their third possession of the game.
Johnny Johnson fields the kick, brings it up to about the 45-yard line.
Great 46. Field position. Great. I mean, how could you not want to start at the 45-yard line? And the way they've been moving the football,
these offensive coordinators have to be licking their chops with the field position they're getting. A nice half field to experiment, open up the playbook.
Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth here, just enjoying the first quarter, 20-13 if you're just joining us. Jack Hartman under center for the Panthers takes the ball, the snap, and he's going to hand it to his fullback straight up the middle. Ratto takes the handoff, goes straight up the middle, gains 4 yards. Second down and six. 20-13. We still got over 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in quarter number one. First one to 50. Jeff, what do you think?
I don't know if they're going to have enough points on the scoreboard the rate we're going.
Hartman under center. Same formation. Two backs behind him. One receiver left and right. Takes the snap. Now he fakes the handoff. Now he pitches it out. And again, great running by the back. Hartman did a good job of faking the handoff, and as he was getting tackled, he pitched the ball out to Randall Brazil. Brazil came around the corner to pick up the first down. Going to give him a gain of 7 yards on that. First down and 10. Santa Rosa Panthers, the ball's going to be placed right at the 38-yard line.
It's those hogs up front, Nick, that are creating the space for the backs here on Petaluma's offense.
This couldn't be a better scenario for this Petaluma Trojans offense. It's Hartman's just doing what he wants to. He's a master of the running the triple option. He's under center. It's going to be a false start. It looked like one of the Santa Rosa Panthers linemen encroached on the play.
They caught number 62, Tim Bankston, slipping. A nice 5-yard penalty for the Petaluma Trojans.
That's going to make it a... Yeah, it's going to make it first down and five right there. The ball's going to be placed at the 33-yard line of the Santa Rosa Panthers. Two receivers split left for the Trojans. Two backs behind Jack Hartman. Hartman takes the snap, fakes the first handoff, and the second man is smothered. Great job by the defensive line there, led by number 56 for the Santa Rosa team.
Justin McManus.
McManus did a nice job, came up, stuffed the play. I liked how he tackled, two arms, wrapped him up, stuck his nose right in the numbers. Great tackle.
Heads up tackling. Put your face right in his chest. Bring him to the ground.
Loss of 1 yard on the play. It's going to be second down and five. Pitches. This time Hartman pitches it out in a big hole. He goes down the left side of the field. Hartman pitched it out to Randall Brazil, who got the corner on the Santa Rosa defense. Went upfield about 12 yards before he was hit by a Santa Rosa Panther. Drugged that Panther forward a couple more yards. Ball's going to be placed right at the Santa Rosa 15-yard line. First and 10 Trojans. as they're knocking on the door, trailing 20 to 13. Hartman under center, again takes the snap. This time he gives it to Alioto, goes straight up the middle, and he's smothered. Maybe 1 yard on that one.
The Panthers are going to have to do something here on the front end here. There's no way that you can allow your opponent to matriculate the ball down the field 3-4 yards at a time, such as Barry Belt was talking about earlier.
Well, I'll tell you, if this is the recipe for the Trojans, which it may be, when they have the football, their time of possession is huge. But they're trailing 20-13. They're down by 7, so they need to score. Second down and 8. Ball's placed on the 13-yard line. Hartman takes the snap, gives it up the middle, and again the running back, Dante Ratto, was able to get positive yards, pushes his way down inside the 10-yard line.
The one thing I like about Ratto here is he's like a truck, just getting going in first gear. Takes that first hit, boom, puts him into second gear, legs keep moving, he keeps on pushing forward.
That's a great call. He is he does have some powerful legs. He's not a big guy. Here's the big play, though, for the Trojans. What do you like? Give me a quick call. Third down and 5 right here at the 9-yard line. You want to run it?
I think they got to take the top off again.
Two receivers left, one receiver right. Hartman under center. Fakes the handoff, throws out to the flat. He's wide open. Can he get the first? And he does. It's going to be short of the goal line. Hartman faked the handoff to Ratto up the middle, threw out to the flat real quickly to Ryan Sullivan, who caught the touchdown on the earlier possession. Sullivan was able to get inside the 5-yard line. They're going to place it at the 4-yard line. Let's make it to 3. First and goal, Trojans, right at the 3-yard line. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Boy, a lot of scoring in the first quarter. We're going to send it back to Joe Pasquini. We've got 20-13, the Panthers leading the Trojans. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy. So you have to watch.